Finance ministers from the so-called ASEAN Plus 3 nations meeting announced they would increase the region's ability to help itself out of financial emergencies by pooling some of their vast foreign currency reserves. The 10 members of ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, will be joined in the pooling arrangement by South Korea, China, and Japan. They announced the agreement on the sidelines of the Asian Development Bank's annual conference taking place here in Kyoto. As a region, Asia boasts more than $3 trillion in foreign currency holdings, mainly garnered during the last decade of intense growth from exports to wealthy nations like the United States. China alone holds more than $1 trillion of reserves. Thai Finance Minister Chalongpob Susankarn says the nations agreed it is time to put those reserves to work.
There was unanimous agreement on the appropriate form of the mechanism, which is that it be a self-managed reserve pooling arrangement governed by a single contractual arrangement.
The most likely use for the funds would be for a country in economic trouble to borrow enough for immediate needs. Asian finance ministers say the arrangement is aimed at preventing the type of Asian financial crisis that began 10 years ago when the Thai baht collapsed and other regional currencies followed. The Thai finance minister says the risks today are different, but just as strong as they were 10 years ago.
The difference is that the risk was on capital outflow, while the risk today is on rapid capital inflow. The volatility of capital flow, the size of capital flows are even bigger than 10 years ago.
The Asian Development Bank is expected to have a strong consultative role on how the currency reserve pool is used. The ADB's Director for Regional Integration, Lee Chonghua, says the pooling announcement is a major step forward for finance ministers who rarely are unanimous about anything.
They made some political commitment. It's not a treaty, but it's the binding commitment.
However, analysts like Gregory Fager, Asia Pacific Director for the Institute of International Finance, are not impressed.
Who's going to need these reserves? What do they expect is going to happen? There's really no weak link anymore. They're all running current account surpluses. I don't see why the attention is on pooling reserves. I'm not sure what they're pooling for.
Fager says the ministers should concentrate on making Asia a more unified trading bloc, saying trade, not currency swaps, is what produces growth. Details of the pooling arrangement announced have yet to be worked out, how much each country will contribute to the pool, and whether all of ASEAN's 10 member nations will be included. Kurt Aitian, VOA News, Kyoto, Japan.